Today's daf of Basra, daf Nun Beis. Nun Beis, and again, now that we are starting the post Yantif regular schedule, even for B'nai Chutz La'aretz, as we have Isru Chag in Chutz La'aretz, just to reiterate the opportunity that there is for sponsoring days, sponsoring dafim, having part in the Harbatzas Torah that Baruch Hashem we are all part of each and every day. So please, many have over Yantif have suggested that they'll give some staka. So this is a great opportunity to give staka. Just go to the Project Sinai website and click on the sponsor a daf, sponsor a day, a week. Try to be mechazik, all of us, and be marbitz Torah in the in the same way. Easy way to get a mitzvah. Okay, so please, those who can take part, please do so if possible. Okay, let's go to Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. Says the Gemara. Two dots. Ein Mekalim Pikdono. So again, we're still talking about for the past 11 blot. Certain people who cannot create a chazaka. So a couple more days on, another day on this, and then we get starting tomorrow. Tomorrow we have the sugyas of Kinyan Chazaka, because that comes up at the end of the Mishnah for a couple of days, and then the next Mishnah is later on, back on Daf Nun Vav. So Tanu Rabbanan, Ema Kablan Pikdonos, we do not accept Pikadons. We don't accept somebody comes to me and wants to give me something as a shomer. I don't accept it from the following people. Lomin Anashim, Lomin Ha'avadim, Lomin Atinokos. I don't accept it from wives, servants or children, because all of these people might be giving me something that does not belong to them. Wives, maybe it belongs to their husband, right? Because halachically, the husband has the bank account, and this relates to the last machlokas we said yesterday. Okay, you have to look in the mafarshit to see how they explain it. The last machlokas we said yesterday between the Rambam and the Rashba, when a woman has something, what do we assume it is? Right, there are three different properties that women have. You can have property that's nechse maluk, that's really theirs, and the husband gets to eat fruit. There are properties that she got as a matana, or she got from somebody that the husband should not have rishus, and she has ma'asi yadayim. She has earnings. So what do we assume it is? So remember the Rambam said that we assume it's nechse maluk, unless otherwise proven. The Rashba said yesterday that no, it is assumed to be totally hers, if that's what she says. Category two that I just mentioned. So here the Brisa says, so you have to work it out. So I say, if you look at the notes of Caleb to see how the Rambam reads this Gemara. So Emakala Pikdono, so we don't accept the Pikadon from a woman, Velomin Ha'avadim, and not from Avadim, because it might belong to the master. Velomin Atinokos, and also not from children, from Ketanim. Why? What is all these reasons? You can't accept it. So the Gemara, the Rashbam says, in all these cases, maybe it was stolen, maybe it was taken without permission. And the first wide line in the Rashbam, va'asur l'sayeya yidei ovrei aveira. And one is not allowed to be misayeya, to help out ovrei aveira, ukishelo yekablu mehem, if I don't accept it, then what are they going to do with it? They're going to end up giving it back. They're going to give it back. So if I take part in it, then I will be helping them. If not, if I refuse, then they will end up giving it back. What does it sound like for the Rashbam? Will I take away, will the Avera be taken away if I stand up and don't take it from them? Or do you say the Avera is already done? And I'll at least stop the Avera from continuing to be done. Right, so that might relate to how do you look at the principle of lava nita glase. Right here, they violated Geneva. And if I stand up and don't take it from them, they'll give it back. So will that prevent the Avir from being done? So probably, the way that it seems from the Rashbam, probably you do not, you. It could be, I should say, it could be that the Rashbam is saying that the Avira will not be taken away if they give it back. It's just that you won't have a hand in it. Why? Why is that a case? Because we know there's a machlokas, not a machlokas, a chilik, between lifnei iver d'oraisa and misayeya d'rabbanan. Lifnei iver d'oraisa means helping somebody do an avera, and if I wouldn't help them, so then they wouldn't do the avera. That's lifnei iver d'oraisa. If it's chad iver d'nara, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah calls it, if they would do the avera anyway, then I don't get lifnei iver. I don't get the avera lifnei iver. They're going to do it anyway. Let's say there's a cup of wine in front of the Nazir. So I pick it up and give it to him. He could have taken it himself. I could have given it to him. So is that lifnei iver lo titen michshol? No, he was about to do it anyway. But there's still an issa derabanan of misayei de over avera. Even if somebody is going to do the avera anyway, I'm not allowed to be involved on a derabanan level. Misayei, you can't be involved in averas. So what does the Rashbam say here? If I do not accept the pikadon, they're going to give it back. So it will be an issur misayeya. So lechora, you have to say according to the Rashbam, it's not that the aveira is going to be removed because it's misayeya, so not lifna either. So it must be that the aveira was done. What's done is done, and even though he's going to fulfill us an asay by lavanita glasay by giving it back, still that won't take away the aveira, and you would still violate misayem. So here's a huge topic that comes up various places. I think I mentioned in the past that came up as a sugi when my wife was in residency. So she's a pediatrician, so she has to do different calls. I remember one time in the hospital, she was knew she was going to be on call in the abortion room. So that's where you always have to have a pediatrician by every quote-unquote birth, quote-unquote anything in that category. So she asked Shaila, and realized that it's bad. Even though they're going to do it anyway, they're going to get a different pediatrician there, and most abortions there are, from our view, are not allowed. It's not that every abortion is going to be because the mother's life is in danger. So she spoke to the head and she got out of it. So she didn't have to do that specific call because, again, misayeh de over yavera. Even though, it's not lifnei iver, they're going to do it anyway, but it's misayeh. That's just an example that comes up, but there are many as well. What about the Gemara Makkos talks about, what about getting a haircut? Getting a haircut, and you're sitting there, and you're letting the barber, the father is there, letting a barber cut. He has to be aware of what kind of payas, different shittas. That's also sugi of misayeya of where a person is involved, even though he's not the main makif, but even the nikaf is involved. Sugi is hopefully that we will discuss.
That's
the race,
isn't it?
So makif and nikaf might be a specific special limud, but the Gemara there in Makkos Daf Chav talks about misayeya also. There's a Misayeya and the Ritva there as well. Tanu Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, so we don't accept pikadons from these three types of people because maybe it's not theirs and maybe it's an issue of Misayeya Yidei Ovri Aveira. Ki Belmin Ha'isha. What about somebody called me yesterday. Somebody called me up yesterday and said, I just got a call from someone. Someone in Israel said, I asked for a call from somebody in Eretz Yisrael, and they asked me to do this for them. There are a certain type of doctor, a certain type of dentist, and they asked me to do this for them, but I know they really should be keeping 2 days. Yeah. And they're keeping 1 day. I know they didn't ask for Shiloh. So am I allowed to go and do it with them, do the service for them, if they really should be keeping 2 days? So again, it's a big topic. Also, 2 days, 1 day. But yesh mi amal lismok, even though it's a minority shita, there are certain poskim that say no matter what, you keep 1 day. So that's not misayeh de over avera. That's there are major leaguers. There are poskim achronim that say to keep 1 day, even though that's not rove of the not the rove, but still that's not called misayeh de over avera. So the psak was that's not. They're probably going to find somebody else to do it anyway. Also, so that wasn't a problem for this person to go help them. Tan Rabbanan. Okay, so that's a couple of examples. What about kibel min ha'isha yachzul isha? What if they took it? What if you took it? You weren't supposed to, l'chadchila. What if you took it? So yachzul isha, you give it back to the woman. You don't give it back to the husband. Why? The Rashbam explains, because it's not a vadai that it belongs to the husband. It's a chashash. So once you took it, you weren't supposed to take it because it might belong to the husband. Once you took it, you don't give it back to the husband. It's not vada to the husband. So you give it back to the woman. Give it back to the wife. V'imesa yachzul ba'ila. If she died, though, then you give it back to the husband. You don't assume it was vadai hers, and therefore it would go to her yarshim. You give it back to the husband. Kibo min ha'eved yachzul ha'eved v'meivs yachzul ha'rabo. If you took it from an eved, then you give it.
If it was there, he'd be yarshim.
If it was something that okay, that's true. The Rashbam says yachzul ha'bayla. Unless I was going to say if it's a case where somebody specifically gave it to her, that she or her yarshim should not have any. Bailus over. That would be a case of a chash. But we don't have to be worried about that, says the Rashbam, because as you just said, that a baal is yoris ishto anyway. So yachzul l'bailo, kibo min ha'eved yachzul l'eved. If you got it from an eved, you give it back to the eved. V'yameis yachzul l'rabo. And if he dies, then you give it back to the rabo, because mistama, ma'asher kana eved, kana rabo. The Rashbam just ends off the daf. It says, v'nira be'enai, I think the same thing applies, im nishtachrer ha'eved v'yachach meis. What if the eved was first freed? and then the Eved died, then you also give it back to the Rabbah. Because when the Pikadon took place, he was an Eved. And also, that's by an Eved. In contrast to that, Nizgarsha Ha'isha V'akach Mesa, if the woman was first divorced and then she died, then Yachzer L'Yarsheha V'lo L'Baila. Then you give it back to her Yarshim, the Misha Nizgarsha Ein Bal Yarsha. Because after Gerushin, there is no Yerushas Habal. So that's a chilek between Eved and Isha. What about the third case? Kibo men akatan ya'aselo segula. If you got it from a katan, so then we make a skula. What does that mean? We try to create a situation where it will stay for the katan until the katan gets older. Until the katan gets older, we'll see what do you have to buy. We'll see in a minute. The Gemara will say via meis ya'asel yarshim. If the katan dies, then you give it back to the katan's yarshim. The kulan sha'amru, finishing the brisa. The kulan sha'amru, b'shas misasan shel ploni. B'shas misasan. If they all say, as they're on their deathbed, shel ploni hain, that it belongs to so-and-so. So then, yas, it can be rusha. Then you listen to them. Because, by the lasha of the Rishonim here, people, ain't adam mashaker b'shas misa. Right? So if he says, it belongs to so-and-so, then you give it to so-and-so. V'im lav, and if not, what does if not mean? If not, if the person who has the pikadon really does not think that that is true, does not think that that is true, right? If they don't say, again, they didn't say here, right? We know, we'll talk about it again in a minute, Shchiv Mirah is mitzvah, give my property to so-and-so, right? So we paskin, there are flexible laws of kinyanim when it comes to a Shchiv Mirah. Here he's not saying that. He's just saying, it belongs to Ploni. So there, here the Gemara says that it's not so clear that there's different halachas of Shechiv Mirah. And therefore, Bimlav, if the person who has it, the third party who has it, does not think that the mafkid is telling the truth, he doesn't want to embarrass and say, oh, he's not telling the truth, Yasa Pirush LePirushan. Many Pirushan to this line of the Gemara. That's a Pirush LePirushan, but let's just go with Rov, the Rashbam, and Tosfos. That's a Pirush LePirushan. We should make an explanation for their words. Meaning, give it to the guy who the Nifkad thinks it really goes to. Again, because the Nifkad, the one who's watching, is not getting anything out of it, so we don't assume he's an Ogeba Dover, he's going to lie about it. But if he thinks that it belongs to so-and-so, then you give it back to that person. And if it belongs to his Yarshim, if the Mafkid died, then you don't give it to the third party. In this case, you give it back to who he thinks it really belongs to. Okay, a couple of points. Number one, the Avrama asks, Pashat, why Yasalo Skula? Why do you have to buy us something that the Karen's going to stay until the child gets older? Why don't you give it back to the kid? The katan gave it to you, so give it back to the katan. I mean, manavshach. What do you mean? If the katan, if it's really the katan somehow, then you give it back to the katan. And if not, then you're just giving it back to where it was before. So why can't you just do that? Why do you have to give it yasal skula, go to all this trouble? So says the Adrama. Since he's not a bardas, lo nafik yedei hashava. It's not called a hashava, giving it back to the cotton. Diafilo hashava saveda. Dekaimalon delo baina das bailim. Even my hashava saveda, where you don't need das bailim, right? I can return it to the property of the owner, even without telling him. Still lo makom hamishtamer bainan. You have to send it, give it back into a guarded place. You can't just throw it to the wolves. And the Rashbam says this in two words. Look at the top line. Ukemashlich li'ibudami. It's like you're throwing it away. You're throwing it away if it gives you back to the katan. So that is why you can't give it back to the katan. You have to give it back. You have to buy something, as we'll see. V'imahadilei l'katan, the Yad Rabbah continues. Lav makam amishtamer hu. For who, but he adds a important point, which other Rishonim also say. T'lomati l'ones peutos. Here it doesn't mean godless. It means the year before Godless was called Onas HaPeutos. As long as a boy is 12 and a girl is 11, that's good enough to return it to them. There's Mixas Das, we trust their Nadarim, and that would be good enough. Aval Mati L'Onas HaPeutos, Dinahu Di Tavale Mine Mehadole. If they want it back, then you give it to them. That's the Avramah Sa'ara. Number one, you don't give it back to the Katan himself because he's a Lav Bardas. And number two, once he gets to Onas HaPeutos, so then you do give it back. That is the Yad Ramah. The Rashba here says, little different Lashon, why don't you give it back to the Katan? He says, Ella, he quotes the Arama, and he says it's not true. He quotes the Apshah. No, the point isn't to give it back. The point isn't that he's going to lose it. Why? Because look in Hilchas Hashavas Aveda. Shari Lamakam Shenatal Hichzir. Wherever it was taken from, you can give it back to. So, Ella, Latseis Yedei Shamayim Ka'amar. Tzachiv Latseis Yedei Shamayim. Umishim Hashavas Aveda Shel Tinok. Because you really want to give it back to the kid, you know he's going to lose it. So it's really not mechuyev. It's latzeis yedei shemayim. If you did give it back to the katan, you don't have to pay for it. Because it's not a real chiyev. It's latzeis yedei shemayim. Where does this lashon come from of latzeis yedei shemayim? This quote at the beginning of the sixth parak in Baba Kama, where the Gemara says, there are four cases of nezek, where you're pater midini adam, v'chayev midini shemayim. The Gemara there says, if you hire Eidim to be made for somebody, or if you basically cause a gram nezek, right? All those four cases there, the Gemara says it's kind of a gram nezek, and the Gemara says it's only latzeis yedei shemayim. It's in machlokas, though, between the Rishonim. What does it mean, latzeis yedei shemayim? I'm a chuyiv. Let's say I damage you in an indirect way. The Gemara says, chayiv latzeis yedei shemayim. What does that mean? So if you look in the Me'iri there, the Me'iri in Baba Kama says, Kol shekasavnu alav kan, shu chayev bedini shemayim, pirusho hu chayev bo bihishavon. Really, fundamentally, by achiyev lasi zeh shemayim, you're chayev to give it back. You're chayev to pay for it. Hol le'inyin iser, af mashu pater bo medini shemayim, iser mi, pater bo, medini shemayim, aser mi ayeshbo. It's still aser, it's just that Bezdin will not make you pay. They won't enforce it. But umikan kasvu gedolei adoros, an amazing shita. He quotes the Hashlama. Shekol shenomor alav chayiv b'dinei shemayim. If the Torah says you're chayiv b'dinei shemayim in a certain case and you don't give it back, pasul hub le'edus ad sheyashiv. You're still pasul le'edus. Unbelievable. What is pasul le'edus? Pasul le'edus is where I did an avera and I have somebody else's money. If I steal, if I don't pay workers, if I don't pay taxes, whatever it is, if I do an avera legat and I have somebody else's money with me, I'm pasul le'edus. What does the Meiri here say? The Meiri says, if I don't fulfill my chiyuv latzeis yedei shemayim, I'm pasul le'edus. Chiyuv latzeis yedei shemayim, isn't that just a nice thing to do? The Meiri takes that very seriously. V'hadvarim nirin, says the Meiri. Shemeachar shu chayev lahashiv, Torah's gzela chala alav ad sheyashiv. That is the shita of the Meiri in Baba Kama. You look at other Rishonim, you don't get this impression. For example, Rashi in Maseches Gittin on Daf Nun Gimel. Rashi says, what does Chayiv Latzeis Shemayim mean? Chayiv B'dinei Shemayim Puranus L'Shalim L'Rishaim. You're going to get Puranus. Shemiskavein L'Hafsidas Yisrael. You're a bad guy. Sounds like from Rashi. You're a bad guy. Hashem wants you to pay back. Doesn't sound like there's a real chiyuv. Just Bezdin is not inflicting it. L'may nafkamina between these. Number one, when you ultimately pay back, how is it looked at? Is it a present? Is it a present or is it really tashlumin? Is it really the other guy's money? That's just l'nafkamina, what it is. But there's another nafkamina quoted by the Achronim. The Amshel Shlomo there above a comma. Yeah.
You just said one,
Pasaleidus. Right, Pasaleidus. Is, I'll give you another one. What about Tfisa? What if the victim grabs the money? The victim grabs the money, does he get to keep it? So the Amshel Shlomo says that l'chora, the marshal, l'chora, this would be an afkamina. According to the Meiri, Tisa should work, because it's really owed. Masha'enkein, according to Rashi, no. It's a chiyav mitzidi. It's a chiyav from the point of the no-sane, not from the makabel. It's a chiyav nesina, not a chiyav to give him his money. So therefore, you would say Tisa does not work. That's where the Amshel Shlomo starts, but then he says that he quotes, maybe this would be a stira. From here, Rashi, you would say that, right, according to Rashi, right, you say, Tfisa wouldn't work, but what do I do with another Rashi? He quotes another Rashi somewhere else, where Rashi says, by kimle bedarabamine, if the victim grabs it, he can keep it. Tfisa is mahani. Let's say somebody shoots an arrow on Shabbos, and at the moment that it crosses the border between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, there's a clothesline there, and the arrow rips through the shirt on the clothesline. So the second that the guy is chayim misa, he's also chayim mamon. So halacha is he's potter kimlei v'drabim minei. So Rashi, I forgot which Gemara he's quoting here, he says Rashi is by kimlei. If the victim goes and grabs the money for the shirt, he gets to keep it. Aye, said the Amshel Shlomo, isn't that so? What I just said. Rashi over here saying chayim lasei shemayim. he would be pater, according to my svara, by tfisa. Tfisa wouldn't work, and here, kimle would work. Says the after Shlomo, don't compare chiv lasi tzidei shamayim and chiv kimle b'dram minei. Lasi tzidei shamayim is much less. It's much more intangible. It's much more, okay, it's a nice thing to do. Kimle, there's really a chiv there. But you know what? The onish is subsumed. They're subsuming onshim. But Mi'ikar Adin, inherently you're chayiv. He just doesn't have to pay. Especially, let's say, where do you see this from? Right? Let's say, if he's chayiv, he's a shogegin. Even if he's shogeg, still he doesn't have to pay the money. Because that's the halacha. It's wiped out, the onesh. But if he's tofes, it could be that the chayiv by kimlei exists more than the chayiv by lasis de shamayim. That's the Amshar Shlomo's beautiful chilek in Baba Kama, Perek Hey, Os. Os, where is this? Os above. It's cut off on the bottom. But page Nun Dalet in the Amshar Shlomo. Okay. Vaitus. That is Chiyav Lase Sidei Yidei Shamayim. Oh, just one other note I wanted to make earlier on the piece. So it said, you give it back to a katan, you're skula, and if they all say b'shas misasa and shalploni him, then you give it back unless you think that they are why. We always try to do by a shchiv mira, the halacha is we try to do everything that they want shaloti tarev daito, right, so that they don't get upset at the end of their life, because that could ultimately cause them to die quicker. There are studies done. Somebody was telling me about a story recently about the will to live being a great influence in terms of the actual living. Right? Different studies done. Like if somebody, it could be the same state of sickness, but if somebody has a will to live and wants to live and has a positive attitude, that itself can have a major impact on his health. So in halacha, this comes up in Ilchas Avelos, in Ilchas Refu of a Goseis, but there's an interesting Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam mentions the Chai Adam in Kufnun Aleph. Klal Kufnun Aleph, the first halacha in Hilchas Avelis, he quotes, what do you do about vidui? Rachmana Litzlan. Rachmana Litzlan, somebody's on their deathbed, and you know, the halacha is to do vidui. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, do vidui with them. But if one starts suggesting to do vidui, they're not going to think they're in a good state. So most of the time, vidui comes up when the person is not lucid anyway. So the person is not there. But if the person is still lucid, or even if you don't know, if he might be lucid and you don't know, you might be scaring them. Even if it could be right at the end, a person says vidui in their behalf. That's many times how it comes up. But if the person is still with it and you're going to do vidui, that could scare them to forget it. So the Chachmas Adam says, in his town, they solved all these problems. Why? Minag akihilos kadosho v'prat b'kal kodesh Berlin, kisha adam chole b'yom gimel l'cholyo. Anybody who was in the hospital for 3 days. This was the rule. Anybody who was in the hospital for 3 days. Holchin alav gaboi biker cholim. The gaboim of this, the biker cholim committee of the city went to them after 3 days. O sharon Hashem, or some other people. V'omim lo. And they said, Ataya data shekenu atikin v'haminag etzal kol l'cholim. You know this is the rule. We do this to all sick people. Everybody, 3 days, I know you just have a cough, but you know what? After 3 days, this is what we do. Lachain ein lacha lidog mizeh klum. Don't worry about it. We're doing vidui, but you're getting out of the hospital tomorrow. Don't worry about it. After 3 days. Lachain taseh tzava masha tirtza. Write up a will, but you know what? Because this is what everybody does. Umasha tachayev o achayim chayev in lacha. Vod omim lo hisvadeh. He call him hisvadeh al chata mochlam lo. Vakivan sheba osana kihilas hamina kain. Ein hachola dog mizeh klum. The problem is, does he take it seriously? Right. The whole point is also to take it seriously. It's because you take it seriously. If you read those words, you're taking it seriously. But everybody did it after 3 days of being sick. V'chein ra'oi l'sakein b'chol ir v'ir. So too says the Chachmas Adam. You should do this in every city. Aval b'makom she'ein minag zeh. If the minag is not so, ein omrim kein l'chola. Shema yidag al misaso. Right. If you say it to him and there is no takana in the city, you can't do it. Shekein derech ha-hamon, lid'ok, ish'omim lo izvadeh. Right, because any person in the right mind, vidui, what? What are you talking about? They'll make them crazy. So that's why you can't do that. And we kalachim, kisharon, amavakrim, shenot alomus, v'sabim v'noso b'dvarim, v'omim lo izvadeh, v'al tidag, ki'ar b'izvadeh v'lo mesu. If it's really time, try to do it without scaring him. But that is what he says. That's an important Chachmas Adam in Kufnun Aleph. Again, just to relate to what I said before, the Rambam, this Gemara is what the when the person says, shall Ploni, it belongs to Ploni. But kinyanim wise, we know Shchimira has, if I'm muchzak in something, and I say give it to so-and-so, I can give it to so-and-so now, I just don't have the strength to do it, so then we have special laws of kinyanim when it comes to a shchemira. The Rambam has this in Hilchos Chiyum Matana Perakhes. The Rambam has a whole parak regarding to the special halachos of shchemira. The Rambam says, Suma o pisech o gideim, if somebody is blind or lame, o choshesh barosho, or he has a bad headache, o be'eno, or a bad eye ache, or a footache, then there's no special halachos. Hari kabari l'chol dvarav. He's like a bari. Even if somebody's in pain or he's limping or he's in a wheelchair, he's a bari in terms of kinyanim. Aval hachowe shetashes koach kol gufo. But if somebody is sick, where his whole body is sick, v'kashal machmas acholi ashein yopalal karagol v'shugat, till he can't walk in the street, v'ariyu nofel alamita, and he's on his bed and that's it. Hu anikra shchemira. Umishpate matanosav eino kamanas bari. If somebody's a shchemira, so then he has separate logs. He doesn't have to go like as a bari. Why? Shchemira shetziv litian leploni kach v'kach leploni kach v'kach. Zachu hakol kishayamus v'kol mashenasan lahem ve'eino tzara kinyan. Shetivri shchemira kichsuv nechum misur and dami. And here the Rambam says something we're going to discuss later on, Be'ez Hashem, in the ninth parak. The ninth parak of Baba Basra, of all the halachos of Shchemira. Eighth parak is Yerusha. Ninth parak is Shchemira. So the Rambam, v'davar zeh midivrei sofrim. The Rambam Shita is divrei Shchemira kichsuv nechum misurin dami is a din derabanan. The Avav Bishayin Kona Ela midivreihem asu osaki shel Torah. Why? Kidei shelo titarev dai to Allah. Kishayeda shein derav kayam. And if he knows his words aren't going to be followed, he's going to get very upset. So therefore, we allow, even without kinyanim, even on Shabbos, he doesn't have to say a temedai, right? Many rules are broken for a shchemira. Okay, that's Hilchos Chiyum Matana. The entire Paraches and Tes has all those halachas. Let's continue. So the Gemara, story time. The Bisu, the Rabbi Bar Chana, the wife of Rabbi Bar Chana, Kika Shachva, when she was on her deathbed, Amrahani Kipi to Marsa, B'nai Marsa, those beautiful earrings that I have belong to Marsa and the children of Marsa. And the children of the daughter of Marsa, Ubnei Barta, Brata. Also the comment to Rav, so they came in front of Rav, Amrlai. Rav says to the, there was a shomer here, Imehem Nelucha, if you believe her, Azeki Pirusha. Follow what she said, V'ilo Azei Pirus the Pirusha, as we just said. If not, they give it back to the real owner. V'igadam Rihachi Amrlai, or others say no, it's not that if you believe her, but I'abmidna Lucha. If the person she was talking about is Amid, what is Amid? Rashbam quotes two pshatim. Either these were very expensive earrings. If the person is rich and it makes sense that this person should own those earrings, then fine, give it to her. If not, not. The other pshat is E Amid. If who she's talking about, you know, was friends with her and loved her and was close with her, and that's why they might have given her these earrings, so then give it back. Asei lecha kipirusha v'lo asapirish lipirusha. Min hakatan yasalo skula from a kanyu meyur oses skula my segula Rav Chisda Amar sefer Tyra Rabbi Rachana Amar dikla dacham meni timre. What do you buy? Rav Chisda says you buy a sefer Torah. Rabbi Rahuna says you buy a tree, a day tree. You buy a tamar tree. Right. That is right. I have this in Baba Kama as well. Says the Ritva lav dafka these two. Says the Ritva buy anything that would. The Karen will say, why Sefer Torah? Because you can learn from it. You can get payers from it. Says Ritva, you can buy any Svarim you want. You don't have to buy a Sefer Torah. All Svarim, you can, not published Svarim. I don't know what the Ritva in the 1300s. I don't think so about published Svarim. Any other scrolls? A couple of weeks ago, we spoke in Shul about buying scrolls for the Haftorahs. The Mishnah Berurah wonders. People spend so much money on other things, and they don't spend money on the scrolls of the Nevi'im. He says that's more important. Says the Mishnah Berurah screams about this. He says that's more in Hilchas Shabbos. He says it's more important than many other things. That's a hinder mitzvah. This is Me'ikar Adin according to many. So somebody wants to donate something to the shul. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know, once you have to know what the shul needs, but it should be on the list. You on the list on these. You gotta get somebody to lane them also then. That's also the, we should worry about that. We should have that problem. We should worry about that. But the Gabbai and I were looking through, which one would you get first? Which one do you get first? 80% of Haftorahs are from Yeshayo. 80% of Haftorahs, I would say. So if you get, you don't have to start with Yeshua. Right? Oh, sorry, then Yeshua. Right, and every time you lane Yeshua, you lane, you know, a couple of times here and there. But, you know, not, let's get Yishayo. That's the one that has votes, right? You get seven in a row after Tisha B'Av. That already takes some. Okay. Anyway, so says the Ritva, Lav Dafka Sefer Torah, Ela Svarim. Svarim, v'dikla nami lav dafka, ela shakeren kayam yishlo ksas peris. Anything that the fruit will stay. Says the Chassam Sofer, I beg to differ with the Ritva. He doesn't quote the Ritva, says the Chassam Sofer right here. Nir Ali says the Chassam Sofer, dafka sefer Torah mamish. I think it's mamish a sefer Torah. Avolo sha'ar svarim. Why? The mitzadat svarim dikla adif. Because if you think about it, says the Chassam Sofer, everybody should greet for the tree. The tree is better. Why? You could sell a tree. You're doing the kid a favor because the Karen stays, and when he gets older, if he wants to sell for something else, he can. So really, everybody should agree to the tree. A sefer Torah. You can't sell a sefer Torah for anything except for like two things. The Gemara Megillah says, right? Svarim she'enim karam elai de ilui bakodesh v'lo yimsa gamkein kona berevach. How many people have enough money to buy a sefer Torah? So it's very hard to have a sefer Torah. So really, a tree should be better. But you know what? If it's an actual sefer Torah, do it for the kid. Why? Because you're being mezakehim in the mitzvah. If you're mezakehim in the mitzvahs, then you know we could say zakhal adam shlo b'fanav, and therefore kivach al kapanim kol echad miyisrael chayav lifto lo sefer Torah v'yipkei k'shiyeg d'lakan har yishlo sefer Torah. Zeo Nir Ali, and that's why, you know, you can do the Sefer Torah instead of the tree. But, other Svarim? No. So what about the other Shita that says you should still buy the tree? More than the Sefer Torah? So he said, it's a Machlokas, Ramon the Taz Nashach. Which Machlokas, Ramon the Taz Nashach? In Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. Hilchos Pidyon HaBen is a famous Ramah. The Ramah says that Pidyon HaBen cannot be done through a Shliach. A father cannot appoint a Shliach to do Pidyon HaBen. And also, that Ramah is much discussed, and then he says that Bezdin cannot do it. Bezdin cannot do it on behalf of the kid. Let the kid grow up. And the Taz and the Shachal and the Kudas Gazavir says, why not? Why can't Bezdin do it? Zachalam Shal Bafanav. So the Achronim say, what's the Machlokas about? If a person might want to say, I want to do the mitzvah myself, what are you doing? I want to do the mitzvah. Don't do it for me. I want to do the mitzvah. Mitzvah bo yosmi b'shlucho. Is that a good taina? Is that a good taina? That's Machlokas Achronim. So says the Chassam Sofer. That's what's going on here. According to what it says, buy a tree. So what? You're doing a mitzvah for him. You want to give him the opportunity to do it himself. Mashiach, the other sheet says, no. You want to do it for him now. That's Chassam Sofer quoting Hilchos Pidyon HaBen right here in Cheskas Sabbat. Okay, that's Machlokas Ritva, the Chassam Sofer, whether Sefer Torah is Dafka or not. Here we go. Two dots.
If a person gets a Torah from somebody else, he's in kind of mitzvah to your Sefer Torah.
If a person gets a Torah from somebody else, here we did not get it from somebody else. The answer is no. If you get it from somebody else, no. But here, this is his money that he gave somebody, so it's his. Good. By the this also would relate to the Rush, who says Bizman Azeh, you could be Kona, you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah with Sefer Torah with Svarim. Right? Remember that Rush that we discussed in Hilchos Sefer Torah? You could be by buying Svarim. You're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So according to the Rush, maybe you would say it is flexible here. Fathers and sons cannot be machzik in each other's achasim. Rav Yosef says, even if the son moves out, of the house and he's not samach al shulchan aviv anymore, still we say no chazaka could be created because we say the father is mochel to the son. I'm not going to mention this in the parshas here again. The great gra, I'm not going to say it again, about samach al shulchan aviv. So I'll mention that again, and you can't not mention it. Bereishis, the Gra's yard site was Chalamoid Sukkos. This is the Gra's yard site. I think it's Chafbeis, Chafalaf, I don't remember which one. So Afilu Chalko, so we'll mention that Gra B'Hashem on Wednesday night. So Afilu Chalko, Rav Yosef, even if the son moved out already, still there's no Chazaka. Rav Amar Chalko Lo. Rav says, no, this halakha does not apply if you moved out. There is a chazaka. Rav Yirmiyah midifti, Abed Rav Papi, Uvda, Chilkolo, Rav Papi went like Rava. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ishtoili, Rav Chia mihormis irdashid. Rav Chia from this place told me, the Ishtoile, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Mishvei, Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov told him in the name of Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, it's like a game of telephone, Chilkolo, also Chilkolo, that if he moved out, then You cannot say this halacha and a chazaka can be created. The hilchos achilka lo. Tani nami halchi ben shechalak v'isha shenisgarsha harihin kishar kol adam. Like we had before, a son that moves out and a woman that gets divorced, then they are like regular achirim people, and any chazaka could be created. Itmar vaiter echem and achem jayin nosim and nosim b'tocha bayis. Let's say you have 10 brothers. There are 10 brothers that yarshined an estate, and one of the brothers is the actor. Right, he's the one that is represents the brothers in terms of all the money. So there's one guy. And all of a sudden, he has documents that have written in it. He bought things, he sold things, he's owed money. So do we assume those are really? He says it's mine. This is mine for my stuff, my personal stuff. And the other brothers say, what are you talking about? It's obviously money that you use from the estate, and it belongs to all of us. Just because your name is there doesn't mean anything. Right? These are stuff, this one brother acting, has a different mother than the other brothers. So he says, these came from my maternal grandfather. It's from my properties. So Amar Shalihim, right? So who has to prove it? So Amar Rav, Allah Lahavi Raya. Rav says, the brother has to prove that it does not belong to the other brothers. He has to bring a Raya. Ushmuel Amar Allah Achan Lahavi Raya. And Shmuel says, no, it's on the brothers. The whole machlokas, the Adrama points out, is only if we know for sure that he was the shtar, the dates in the shtar were from the exact time from when he was being osik in the properties. If he has a shtar that he's owed money from before that time, it's not fair to him. What, anything he had before he did this job, what he's going to lose? So anything that he has from beforehand, for sure belongs to him. And anything that he has afterwards, if we know that he was osik in the properties for 2 months, then that's it, only for those 2 months. That's what the Adrama says. If he has properties for only those 2 months, that's what doesn't work. So that's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Modali Abba. Abba agrees to me. Who's Abba? Who's Abba? Rav. That was Rav's real name. The Rashbam says there were two people with famous nicknames. One in Eretz Yisrael and one in Bavel. Rebbe and Rav. There is important. There's a Rashbam that scholars pick up on. Right, this historical Rashbam where he parallels Rebbe and Rav. About halfway down in the Rashbam, all the way at the end of the line. Vahai dekari le Rav, kemosha karin le Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi Rebbe, Be'eretz Yisrael, kari le nami bebavel Rav. Right, that's Rav and Rebbe, they're a team. Right, their real names, Yehuda and Abba. So, Shmuel says, Abba admits, even though Rav usually says that the one brother has to bring a raya, but he admits shemeis that if that brother dies, alach and lavi raya, that it switches that the brothers have to bring a raya. Maskel v'rapav, Rapav says why? Klum tanina lehuli asli midi delotan lehu avuon. What do you mean? If he was here, if the brother was here, he would have to bring the raya. And all of a sudden, now his children do not have to bring a raya. Since when are yarshim better than if the person was here himself? That's not fair. Vaha Rava Afik Zuka de Sarbalov, Sifrat Agadatam Yasu below Raya. Rava was Motzi, a barber scissors and books of Agadata from Yisomim without any rice. He took them away from Yisomim. Bidvar Masuin Lahashu Lahaskir. Items that are commonly borrowed and lent out, meaning items where the original owner would have to, I'm sorry, where the person who's being moxicate would have to prove, because who says this is his? Who says that maybe he just borrowed it? He would have to prove it. So to the Yarshim have to, the Yosom have to prove it. Kid the Shalach Rafuna Baravin, Dvarmaswin Lashkir, Laskir, Vamar Lakukhana Biyadi Enonamon. Person is not believed to say, I bought something, if it's many times lent out or borrowed. So therefore you see that Yisomim cannot be any more than the fathers. Therefore, what do we answer? Kasha. Kasha, we do not answer the Kasha on Shmuel. And just, Derech Agav, another Shas Rashbam, right here. This is a Shas underlined Rashbam. The Rashbam here says, who do we paskin like, Rav or Shmuel? So he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who says, even though we left Shmuel b'Kasha, we can still paskin like him. Why? Because Kasha is not so bad. Tziufta is bad. That's the Rabbeinu Chananel quoted in the Rashbam. Second skinny line right here on Amud Beis. Kalecha darmina begamara tziyufta deploni tziyufta batzlu divrei misha tziyufta alav lagamre. If it says tziyufta ploni tziyufta, then he's totally knocked out and we could definitely not paskin like him. Aval hecha da'olsa bakasha ki hach de Shmuel lo batzlu dvarav. If it's just kasha, then we don't say that his words are refuted totally. The amrinan, because what does kasha mean? Lo havi brirulon de butlan shuazulagam, right? And the base letters, they didn't throw it out. Elo lo shtachet biruka bayishaita, the talia v'kaima. In that discussion, they couldn't find an answer. But they knew there was an answer. Sometimes you ask a kasha. There's got to be an answer. You just got to figure it out. That's what kasha means. That is Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rashbam, and therefore he paskins like Shmuel, even though it's kasha. And the Rashbam argues. The Rashbam says, "Gaval pikein a nira be'enai de loshna tiyufta veloshna kasha." I don't think there's a difference between tiyufta and kasha. De koi amilse damoroi chadahi velo avi ikar elo gabi tiyufta mi mishna mi brisa shayach lomer tiyufta umi percha damoroi shayach lomer kasha. No. The difference in tufta and kasha is just what type of question it is. Is it from a Mishnah or a Brisa? Is it from a statement of the Amoraim? You have to do all the research to see if all the cases fit in. But the Rashbam says, fundamentally, there is no distinction between kasha and tufta. There is a distinction between one tufta and a double tufta. Tufta, the blank tufta, some Rishonim say. Sometimes you have a double tufta, which is really rejection. Either way, this is the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Chananel. Fascinating. Does this come up halacha l'maisa anywhere? This issue about one brother acting on behalf of all the other brothers, one name.
Well, that was the question. Why does it have to be the brother acting on behalf of all the other brothers? Could it also be a mikra of some other brother?
Could it be some other brother? But here, it could very well be that the only reason, if it's another brother, so we could assume that it was just the other brother with his own personal stuff. Why would he have a star that only his name is on? If it's this brother that's representing all the other ones, it could be that he did it as a representative, and therefore that's why there's more of a reisa against him. There is a fascinating tshuva of Rav Moshe.
They might have a different outcome.
Sorry? If it's another brother, it might have a different outcome. Where might this come up? Rav Moshe. Choshen Mishpat. Chelik Aleph Simin Yud Zayin. Says Rav Moshe, he was asked, sometimes when you have a bond or some type of financial document, and you have to write, and a person has to write, what's it called, that if they die, the first of kin, or first, you know, who's going to get the money, if there's only space for one person there. You don't have a whole list of, let's say a person has 6 children, a person has 10 children. There's no room to write all the children. So, you write one person. You write the oldest child. You write the brothers and that. So, there was a Shaila. Tuf Shin Hei. 1945. Ramosha was asked a Shaila. Bidvar ha-banz. Shenechtav shem yamus yitnu leblo ploni. The case was, it was a banz, and the children didn't even know about the banz. They found it after the father died, and one of the son's name is on the banz. And the other brothers say, come on. Dad wanted to give it to all of us. There's only room for one name there. So that's why he wrote the one name. But it belongs to all of us. And the other brother's saying, I don't know. It's my name here. So that's the Shiloh. Comes up. You have one name, and you're not sure if it's one brother that's representing everybody or not. He veloho dio lebeno chanoch klum. The gamo no da racha shem esav. Vrosheni toin shalobama tonach kosav shem chanoch. Elamachba sharasu mea bank she yichtov od shame kosav shem chanoch ba alma. Kilo ola bedaita she yirza ligach la atmo. Vachena derech shaharbi osim she ain mischashvin beisha kosin lichtov. Right? They don't even think, okay, who should I write? Right? They write one of the children. So you make the call. I waited. So he says, "Ah, Basra Nun Gimel, Basra Nun Beis." Right? You gotta get no shot. Gotta have shot. Our words of learning at Daf Yomi. Rav Moshe, I don't know what they were up to Daf Yomi on Vav Iyar in Tuf Shin Hei. You gotta ask, right? The Rav in Cleveland who's done Daf Yomi 10 times. Right? What do you do? So Moshe says. Rav Moshe comes up. Lamaisa, he goes through a couple of reasons, and he goes to Lamaisa. It belongs to all the brothers. Not the one brother. This is one of the proofs. And also, he passed on the Gemara earlier, Godros Ein Lam Chazaka. We pass in anything that, the only reason that there's a kind of a muchzak is if there's a reason why you would have it more than anybody else. But like we said earlier, if you have little goats that always go back and forth, that's because it's in your rishus, doesn't mean it's yours. No rye that it's yours.
He does not mention
the oldest brother. It was a brother.
Middle,
right. Right, but he says, you see from this Gemara that... if you know, here though, that one brother doesn't even know for sure that it was his. He says, oh, my father wrote my name, look at that. Okay. And anyway, he could... Right, the Gemara, but he ends up with based on a couple of reasons to do that. In Aleph Yud Zayin, Choshe Mishpat. Okay, let's continue quickly. Says the Gemara, Amar Chizda, Loshon Eladin Chalukin Bisason. When do you say within Rav? Within Rav. When do you say that Rav says that the one brother has to bring a raya? That's only if everything's together. The whole estate, they don't even get separate money for food. But if they each get money for food, then we trust the older brother. He doesn't have to bring a raya. Why? Because we assume that everybody could just skip one meal and use their money for something else. Raya b'mai, how would the person bring a raya that it was theirs, right? The brother, let's say the brother who has his name on it. Rabba Amar Raya Beidim, he has to bring witnesses. He has to bring witnesses. Rav Sheshes Amar Raya Bekiya Mashtar. No, you don't have to bring the actual witnesses. A Kiya Mashtar, right? But to affirm that the star is true, either bring the witnesses themselves who signed it or bring another star that parallels, right? You have to have the signet of Bezdin for Kiyum Hashtar. Amalei Rebbe Rav Nachman, Harav HaShmuel, Harav HaRav Sheshes, Mark Man Sfirlei. Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, we have a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and then we have a machlokas within Rav. So who do you paskin like? So Amalei, I know Matisi Adana. I don't know, but I know there's a Brisa out there. The Brisa is going to be like Rav. So he's basically answering, I at least know like Rav, but I don't know within Rav. Who we paskin like, meaning Edom or Shtar. Did Tanya, the Brisa says, Echem and Edom, Shreinosim, Nosim, B'toch Abayis, V'yonis, V'shores, Yosin, Al-Shmo, V'yomar. By the way, it's not Dafka David, the older brother, it's a brother that's acting on behalf. Doesn't Dafka say the older brother. V'yomar, Shali, Hej, Rav, Lulim, Beis, Aviyam, Ima, Alav, Lavi, Raya. So you see, like Rav. V'chene, Isha, Shino, Sedim, Nosim, B'toch Abayis, also a wife that's involved in the property of the children. She has to bring the raya. My v'chein. What's the v'chein? V'chein sounds like it's the same din. What's the connection? What's the chiddush? Ma'ud. It sounds like, and even here, ma'ud etema. No, because you might have said this. Ma'ud etema isha kivan deshvicha le'milsa. Since the woman loves having the reputation of being somebody who cares for her children and worries about her children. So Da'amri Katarcha Kamiyasmi, Logazlamiyasmi, she surely does not want to ruin that reputation, and therefore, of course, she's not going to steal. So she shouldn't have to bring the raya. Kamash Malan, she has to bring the raya. Tosa says, 1 minute. Tircha. Those is in other Gemaras, you have the exact opposite svara. Because a woman is involved in the children's property, she'll be more a heter. And she'll take it even without, she'll say, I'm allowed to take it. So how could this Gemara say the opposite Svara? Because she has such a great reputation, because she's involved, of course she's not going to steal it. Tosa says, that's exactly the Kamash Malan. That's exactly the Kamash Malan. You might say that what was the Havamina? You might say that, you know, she shouldn't have to bring a Raya because she's so trusted, of course she's not going to steal. Kamash Malan, she has to bring a Raya because she's more ahead on herself and she's going to steal. So the exact same Svara is used as the Havamina and the Maskana. Just one more minute. The end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah said, all these halachas about Inlam Chazaka only apply to Chazaka, that's by Gimel Shanim. These people cannot create Gimel Shanim. But by what we call a Chazaka of Kinyan Chazaka, then it works. So that's already the answer. I already explained it. But the Gemara now adds, oh, the Kol Hani Damrina Labne Chazaka Ninu? What does the Gemara mean? If you look at the Gemara, the Mishnah says, all this is only by Machzik. But by giving a Matana and the brothers, these halachas don't apply. They can't do a chazakah. So the Gemara says, no, we're misunderstanding. Chisurim mechshav hakintani. Bamed ramamurim. When do we say that all these halachas apply by chazakah shishima taina? By a chazakah that is a taina, meaning chesos gimel shanim. When you're trying to create that type of chazakah, kegon mocher omer lo macharti velokecha melakati. Av a chazakah sheinim taina. But regularly, what we call kinyan chazakah, kegon nosin matana v'yachin shachilku v'amachzik v'nechzei ager dilamikni ba'almahu. That are for a Kenyan. No, God, parts called Shigari is a Chazaka. Kenyan Chazaka, that would work. Period. Okay, tomorrow we get into actual Kenyan Chazaka laws and dinim. We will continue. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good day.